This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Meat Friday. More phone calls coming up. We got burgers today on the Traeger. Grilled double bacon cheeseburger with Texas barbecue sauce. Flat top mushroom and onion smashed burgers, curly fries, onion rings, carrot cake. All of that coming off the Traeger. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Oh, quite a football game last night. The Bears beat the Panthers 16-13. First game in which neither team scored an offensive touchdown since week one when the Saints beat the Titans 16-15. Congratulations.
Oh.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If that game wasn't a standalone game, I wouldn't have watched it. In fact, I didn't really watch it. I was watching Giannis. Giannis went for like 54 last night. I watched Caitlin Clark, Iowa, against Virginia Tech last night. And then I kind of sneak back in and just see what was going on with the Bears and the Panthers. And not much was happening. If that's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, you're not even stopping to watch. I mean, you might be curious if there's any offense, how Bryce Young looks. And it's too early to designate how good we think he's going to be or how much of a bust he's going to be, because we're trying to compare him to C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is just ahead of the game and maybe has better weapons, maybe a better team. I don't know if Bryce Young is going to, you know, it's a mystery. I didn't see it. When I watched in college, although the game against Texas, I thought, okay, that kid's got something there.
Yeah.
But I just didn't get, wow, that guy is going to take over a team. I think he's a complementary type of quarterback with a really good team. And he might be like Brock Purdy. So you might have more with Brock Purdy because he's on a better team. And if I put Brock Purdy on Carolina and put Bryce Young on San Francisco, not that it works that way, but it does give you an idea of how your opinion can change. C.J. Stroud is good. I mean, he's been doing it, and it's not that easy, and he's making it look easy. These two are going to be compared the rest of their careers. But I'm not ready to say Bryce Young is a bust because people go, oh, this guy's not, he's not good. His team's not good. How many guys can be great without a great team around them? It's really hard to do. And that's why when we look at a quarterback, and I always bring up Patrick Mahomes, he's in an ideal situation. He took advantage of an ideal situation with coach, wide receivers, defense, and he's the best player in the NFL. But if he was on Carolina, we wouldn't be talking about Patrick Mahomes. You just wouldn't, because he wouldn't be able to create these plays. So that's why when it comes to, I got my opinion on Bryce Young and he's going to be a bust, I don't know that. I mean, I don't know if C.J. Stroud's going to be a star. He's certainly acting like it. He's played like it. But this is a long process here. And maybe Carolina gets it right. Maybe. But they're not a good team. They're not going to be a good team for a while. They don't have their number one pick. That's going to the Bears. Might be the number one overall pick. DJ Moore, you traded him away. You watch that team. I mean, there's nothing around Bryce Young, in fairness to him. And Frank Reich, you know, former quarterback in the NFL, you would think that he would be able to create some things for him. Here is Frank Reich talking about Bryce Young.
He made a couple key fourth down conversions, you know, made some good plays in the clutch to kind of keep us in it and give us a chance at the end. I thought he did some good things today. I really did. You know, we have to be better. It's so easy to put it all on the quarterback, and it's just not the case. We all have to be better.
And we're expecting Bryce Young from Alabama. Well, Alabama had pros on that team. Carolina does not have all pros on that team. Certainly not the skill position. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We don't know much about Michigan's situation other than they're flying out later today, probably in 3 hours from now, from Detroit to go to Penn State. And from what we're being told, Jim Harbaugh, according to his agent, telling ESPN that Jim plans on being on that flight. Also, Heather Dinich from the mothership said sources indicate a Big Ten response is coming early this afternoon. Michigan leaves at 1. Do you have a decision announced before the flight leaves? When they land, is the investigation over? Do you suspend him indefinitely? Do you not your guess is as good as mine right now. But it does feel like something is happening today, or at least this weekend. And, oh, by the way, they got the biggest game of their season so far. They're at Penn State, where they're 4.5-point favorites. Big noon kickoff. So Fox will be all over this with their pregame show and College Game Day as well. Yeah, Paul.
Doesn't it feel like, let's say hypothetically, the Big Ten suspends Jim Harbaugh for any length of time later today, doesn't it feel like Michigan is poised and ready to take this to a court?
Sure.
To get an injunction tonight before we go to bed or something, and he's on the sidelines tomorrow. It feels like they're poised and ready.
Yeah, all you want to do is kick the can down the road. Get through this season. That's all. You got a chance to compete for a national championship. Absolutely. The fan base is behind you. You know, put all the legalese behind you to help you with this and kick it down the road as far as you can. Yes, Marv.
Now, if Michigan loses this weekend, does this take them out of the national championship picture because maybe the college football playoff doesn't want all this negative attention?
Oh, they want attention.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll take the attention. Yeah. I don't think they'd go, oh, my gosh, people are going to tune in and say, oh, is that the guy who cheated? Yeah.
NCAA scandal. What?
Yeah.
Football fans are going to be upset by a possible college scandal. That's why we're college football fans.
Yeah. No, they're not out of the national title picture, because then if you beat Ohio State, you got one loss, you're still in the mix here. But, you know, it's not a sure thing to beat Penn State. I mean, I'm still waiting for Penn State to have a signature win with James Franklin, and here's your chance. But Michigan goes in there as 4.5-point favorites. We will have a little bit later on the most must-win game of the weekend. Ryan Leaf will stop by a little bit later on. Let's see, any other games? The USC-Oregon, I don't know why I'm holding out hope for USC. Maybe I just want to see like one last stand where you go, okay, they gave us a glimpse of what they should have been this year. Let's see, you got Ole Miss in Georgia. Okay, Utah-Washington. Washington might keep Utah in this game. But if you're Oregon, if you can put up 60, put up 60. Let everybody know that you're a great team and you got a Heisman candidate at quarterback here. Jason Kelce was on Thursday Night Football last night. He was in the booth with Al and Kurt. And we were wondering, this will probably be his last year playing for the Eagles. Hall of Famer? I don't know how many All Pros. Feels like he's been the quintessential center for a decade now. He might be a Hall of Famer. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, he's 36 years old. He's been to, I got seven Pro Bowls.
Okay.
And four All Pros. You're on the cusp.
Yeah.
Four will get you in.
Yeah. And he's popular.
Yeah.
Now, he's become even more popular because he was part of People Magazine's Sexiest Men Alive. And so you have him and his brother. You know, Jason is not as famous, obviously, as Travis, but is Jason kind of riding the coattails of Travis Kelce dating, Taylor Swift? Or is he just maximizing it? Because when Travis Kelce's hosting Saturday Night Live, Jason Kelce is in the audience sitting next to his parents. They're really good together with their podcast, but I don't know how much further Jason Kelce could take this and go, I'm going to continue to do this and create what? Or I'm going to be one of the marquee studio people, or am I going to be a game analyst there? I mean, he might have other goals other than that, but how much is this Jason Kelce? How much this is Travis Kelce, your Travis Kelce's brother? He's a good player. I thought the documentary they did was really well done. Their podcast is really good. They're good together. And now, People Magazine that got that opportunity. I thought they were going to go with Travis Kelce. I thought they were going to. And maybe he said, look, I don't want to be in it. How about my brother? Maybe he's trying to share the wealth. Yeah, Pauline.
It does seem like last night when I saw Jason Kelce with Al Michaels and then with the other group on Amazon Prime, it felt like he was auditioning. He had energy. He had fun. He brought a lot of life to the broadcast, which has been critiqued a little bit. And it felt like maybe he and his agent are like, let's put this out there. Let's get a deal for us. Well, I am at this level of hotness.
Mm.
You know, like Ryan Fitzpatrick a few years, a quarterback. He had a thing. He had a shtick. He's got a look. And he maximized it. He's got a nice gig with the NFL now.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be, co-hosting Monday Night Football. That may be stratosphere, but, he is, I think he's striking at the right time, Jason Kelce.
But how much of what's the ceiling on Jason Kelce? I don't know.
He's on that Amazon set next year. He's on the Fox set.
They don't
next
have
year.
Any room on that Amazon set. They got like 19 people.
Yeah, and the Fox set, if you look at the Terry Bradshaw, all those guys, those guys are getting a little bit older. Maybe you get some new blood in there.
All right. Yeah, Seton.
He's a likable guy.
Yes.
I don't know how he would be as an analyst necessarily, but he's a likable fella. He might be a little on the soft-spoken. He's sort of the yin to his brother's yang, where his brother is like all flashing, like, yeah, look at me, I'm a little bigger and all this stuff. And he's just sort of like, yeah, I'm the brother.
Well, maybe he could do what Eli's done, because Eli, we didn't really know what kind of personality he had. We did with Peyton, but Eli has stepped up his game there. And maybe, Travis is going to play for a little bit longer. So it's not like they would do a Manning cast, something like that. But I don't know. I mean, good for him.
Kelce cast sounds nice, though.
Yeah, he's being recognized. He's getting his moment. And he's been a very good player. Center, how many famous centers are there in the NFL?
He would be most famous then for being the bottom of the tush push.
Right? That's cool.
He's essentially the ground level of that, right? He's the first guy on the ground.
He's the tush that's pushed. Correct? I think he trademarked that. Brotherly shove and tush push. I think Jason Kelce is trying to trademark that. Yes, Marv.
Jason Kelce and Jalen Hurts might do a commercial for Charmin or something like that.
Okay.
There you go. Workshop it.
Kravitzburg State, too.
When they put him in the Hall of Fame, they put his butt cheeks as the bust instead of the face. Just a thought.
I like that.
All right. I actually checked that. He's got five All Pros.
Okay.
Five will get you in.
He might be. Maybe he is a Hall of Famer. It's just when it comes to offensive linemen, it's always kind of tricky where you go, that guy Hall of Famer? Usually if it's somebody who didn't give up a lot of sacks, played a lot of like Joe Thomas, never played for, probably had the worst winning percentage of anybody in the Hall of Fame, but he was really, really good. Travis Kelce's a five-time All-Pro. They're both going to the Hall of Fame, seems like. By the way, I'm being told, one of my sources here, hey, Dan, looks like Michigan departs at 3 Eastern. For Penn State, not 1 o'clock, from what I'm told.
We're gonna get the tail number of the plane. We're on this.
I have some. Oh gosh, I've been doing this a long time. Somebody who air traffic controller helping me. Got the tail number. I got it all here. Yeah, 3 o'clock Eastern. Apparently, wheels up at 3 Eastern. Yes, Marvin.
I'm assuming the local news station in Ann Arbor is going to be at the airport just to see. Have you seen it? Have you seen Harbaugh?
Yeah, I would. I'd be staking it out. But once again, I have no idea.
He fully expects to be on the plane.
He does. Yeah, it'd be news if his agent said, "I don't know if he's getting on that plane or not." Okay, that's news. He fully expects. Okay. Absolutely. Andrew in Washington back with us. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call and happy Meat Friday. I do have an MMGOTW and a stat of the day, but real quick, I had a comment on a short conversation you guys had yesterday about posterizing in the NBA and Sean Bradley always was on a poster because he tried to defend the shots. You know, we do QB pressures in the NFL without a sack, so why don't we do shots altered without a block in the NBA? I think that would give the defensive guys a little bit more cred, even though maybe they get on a poster. My MMWGOTW is Marvin Prince's 49ers. They got to show something. Jags have the longest winning streak in the NFL. They're outrushing their opponents. 49ers added some defense with Chase Young. They got to show us that they're still a Super Bowl contender. That's my MMGOTW. And I do have a stat of the day if I could have some music.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
In all 9 Golden State Warriors games this season, Steph Curry has led them in scoring in each one. This is the longest streak to begin a season in NBA history for a player 35 years or older. That's your old guy, stat of the day.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You know, you can do pressures or hurries in the NFL. You're in the vicinity. I don't know if you could do something where you're altering a shot because you don't know if somebody just misses a shot and how much that defender had to do with that. But I think hurries and pressures are far more important than sacks because if you're there 8 times, but you only get 1 sack, you're still pressuring that quarterback 8 times as opposed to I had 1 sack. You can have 1 sack and no other hurries. Or you can have 8 hurries and no sacks. Give me the guy who had 8 hurries. Now I'm pressuring that quarterback. Yes, Marv.
Man, I lost my train of thought. Oh, Max Crosby?
Yeah.
He probably leads the league in hurries. That guy is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what. He might not have the sack number, yeah, but wherever you see the quarterback, he's right there just on the cusp of getting him.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want that guy to always know, that quarterback knows that guy's going to be there. He's always there. If I don't get rid of this, maybe a little quicker, he's going to get me. I think that's far more important than sacks. I mean, that's how you get paid with sacks, but those hurries, pressures, those are the numbers I want to see. All right, let me take a break. Got more phone calls coming up. Make sure you sign up for Dan's Deals. This went over great last year. Also, at Mother's Day, get 50, 60, even more off. A lot of these great items that we have for the holidays. Take advantage of it. Sign up for the newsletter. You get first access to all the savings there. Go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slide out right corner, and you're good to go. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low, you're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is like the cookout after hours.
Yeah.
This is the moment that I was talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Where it's like, so who Five thinks guys? John Harbaugh's coaching tomorrow?
Five guys are staring at each other.
I'll be your friend. What?
Yeah.
Oh. Deep voice Danny.
Yeah. If I could only sing. See, I would have those moments where you're singing, then you'd be like Luther Vandross, like, yeah, or Barry White.
Yeah.
Oh, you could be the yeah guy in the background.
I could be the
yeah.
I'm Danny White. Yeah.
Very good.
That would be my, that'd be my role.
Yeah.
And then you come in and you go, yeah. All right.
Who knew a synthesizer could sound so sexy?
Yeah. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. Full remote access? Yeah. Your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. The choice is all yours. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Seton's song is coming up. Would we like to guess Seton's sexy song coming up? Seton, would you give us a hint of your sexy song?
Let's see. It's not something you would expect.
Okay.
It's a song that I only very recently realized was about this topic.
Is it a Dave Matthews song?
No, those are all obviously about one
sex
thing. Yes.
Yes. Yes, Paulie.
Now, Seton might be being snarky because he was joking about this yesterday. And the song you may not know is sexual related. Afternoon Delight, very old song. Afternoon Delight?
Mm, that one's very sneaky.
Oh, I don't think that's...
Yeah, I know.
That's not sneaky at all.
Not at all, yeah. No.
If you read stories about when it came out, People didn't get it.
Yeah.
Well, that was because they weren't getting it, exactly. If you know what I mean.
That's very clear what that song's about as well.
Afternoon. I think the voice throws you off.
Right.
You know, it's not a sexy singing voice. It's like,
sky, rockets in flight.
Yeah.
I don't know what we think.
What is that suggesting?
Explosions.
What is that suggesting?
If you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, Marvin.
Maybe Rocket Man?
Rocket Man!
Oh, well, John?
That wasn't...
No.
No, this is a song... it's a song that the song... I had no idea that it was about this. The video, I certainly haven't gone back in and watched, but I will after this to see what's happening there, too. But...
Okay. Losing My Religion.
That's me in the corner. No, that is a song about unrequited love.
Mm. All right, so that'll be coming up. Seton will have his sexy song.
Yes.
Yes. Sexy song.
Get ready.
All right, it's time to play the most must-win game of the weekend. And Todd, I'm going to start with you. What is your MMWGOTW?
I'm going with the Huskies, Washington needing a win over Utah and Seattle while they hang out just behind those top four teams in the playoff rankings.
All righty, Seton O'Connor.
I'm taking the exact opposite of that, where the... well, wait a minute, Todd. You said...
I think Washington needs to beat Utah and Seattle.
I think Utah has to beat Washington if they're going to hold on. They've been pretty much running the Pac-12. They've been very dominant. They absolutely have to win this weekend against Washington.
Okay, we're taking Michigan-Penn State off the board. We have to, because that is the most must-win game of the weekend, Michigan.
Todd, you want to put a bet on this one?
Ooh, that Kyle Whittingham. Utah's tough. It'd be tough to bet against
Thank you, Todd.
All right, I haven't got enough pies in the face recently. I'll just have a ninth pie for the
day. Okay. Marvin?
I'm going with my 49ers. Three-game losing streak. They're playing at Jacksonville, a good team that's hot right now. They got to win this game.
The Niners are favored.
They're on the road.
Does that seem right? I got them as... Are they three-point favorites? Wow. Okay. Paulie, your MMWGOTW.
Flows so nicely.
It does.
It's such a simple, clear segment to do every week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right in the face of what you said, and I'm going to say Penn State is the most must-win game of the weekend. Penn State has an opportunity to jump up. They are a soft number 10 in the nation. No one thinks that they're a threatening team. They're 8-1, 5-1 in the Big Ten. They're at home. They may be facing a team without their coach. They at least are facing maybe a distracted Michigan team. If Penn State wants to be in the national title picture, which they rarely are in November, this is the day.
I'm going to say Oregon against USC, the most must-win game of the weekend. They're giving 15.5 to USC. That's it. That's the MMWGOT. W, must win. I have NFL over unders, by the way. Oh, speaking of the gambling podcast, we got off on a tangent yesterday because everybody in the room was drinking White Claws.
The entire show is a tangent.
Yeah, it's hard to take you serious when you're drinking a White Claw. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
What is the vendetta against White Claw around here?
It's just soft.
Dan, you'd rather us drinking these than whiskey right now, probably.
Yeah, fair point.
I'm afraid of what they say right now. What do you think they're going to say after having whiskey?
Bad things.
Well, Bad Larry doesn't drink whiskey.
Yes, Bud White drinks Coca-Cola.
No, got the Coke going right now in my car.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Hey-o.
Coca-Cola.
Otherwise, I'll meet you at Rage.
Yeah.
You ever seen someone get down to the Jersey Shore in 45 minutes?
Yeah, 60 at
showtime. Shane's going to get that Tesla going. Yeah.
Vroom, vroom, mother.
Yeah, there we go. That's Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Woo! Not exactly fun for the whole family, I'm just going to say that. If you're listening to it, make sure that others aren't in the car. Just... put that public service announcement out there. Update the poll results if you can, Seton O'Connor.
I sure can, Dan.
Okay.
I would be very, very happy to do that.
By the way, Iowa is poised to set another betting odds record this weekend. The current over-under for Iowa-Rutgers is 28. That'd be the lowest game total in college football. That goes back to 1998. Last week, the total for Iowa Northwestern dipped to 29.5. It was bet up to 32.5 by kickoff. Dylan, our graphics guy, has been hammering the under all season long with Iowa football. Six games since 2000 have had a total of less than 34 points, five of which came from Iowa, an Iowa matchup here. Iowa-Minnesota, Iowa-Minnesota, Iowa-Kentucky, Iowa-Northwestern, Army, Air Force, Army, and Navy. Yes, Paulie.
I just got this from a sports book. The game of college football with the most money on the under is the Iowa game of every college football game this weekend, as of this morning. That means everyone's bombing it.
Yeah, Dylan says, I'm going to take Iowa in the under until further notice.
Probably going to take that off the board.
Yeah. All right, so you have an update, Seton?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, 58% of the audience say that a Friday news dump from the Big Ten means bad news for Michigan.
Mm.
Bad news. Okay. We also have up there, who will be the head coach for Michigan for the Penn State game tomorrow, Jim Harbaugh or interim? Results pending on that.
Okay.
They've crashed the system.
Mike in New York City. Hi, Mike. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Hey, I know you're a huge Rush fan like me, and I just wanted to see if you could somehow get Geddy Lee on the show next week. He's starting his book tour, and he's also selling off portions of his baseball collection.
Yeah, we're working on that as we speak, Mike. Thank you. Todd's working on it. Yes, Todd?
You could hear from him as early as next week.
As early as next week.
As early as next week.
Yeah. So he's not booked, is what you're
he's
saying.
He's not officially
okay,
booked.
Thank you.
But it's looking promising.
Yeah, but Geddy Lee, big baseball collector, got a lot of memorabilia, and he's selling that off. We had him on, I think we saw him at a Blue Jays playoff game, maybe sitting behind home plate. Maybe, was that when Joey Batts got punched? I think we had Geddy Lee on, and he was at the playoff game. Let's see, what else? Adam in Florida. Hi, Adam, what do you have for me? Thank you for holding.
6'2", 220.
Right.
As you know, Bill Belichick was fired from the Cleveland Browns. His next head coaching gig was with the New York Jets. It lasted for a day. He resigned, goes to New England, rest is history. Had he stayed in New York, would he still be a head coach today?
Probably not with the Jets. Might be a head coach elsewhere. I guess that's a fair question to ask, but Jets had talent back then. But I don't, you have to get that quarterback who's going to be with you for a long period of time. And Bill had coordinators who stayed with him for a long period of time, and then he had Brady. They did a wonderful job. If you go back in the 2008 and 9, they had a lot of talent. They had Hall of Famers at quite a few positions there. So they were capable of building a roster there. I don't know if Bill would have gotten along with Woody Johnson. Who knows? Robert Kraft let Bill Belichick do what he wanted to do. So gave him autonomy. Dan in South Bend. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I was trying to see if Krappenberg State had a slogan. We probably have to run it by our president, Crappy Van Winkle. But I was thinking maybe Krappenberg State. We strive to be number one, but we're good with number two.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Krappensburg like State. The gift that keeps on giving. Jeff in Detroit is back. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for chat row, two times for my back room bros. I know you guys having me Friday today. Put some provolone on them burgers, boys. They are so good. Listen here, Dan. Here in Michigan, somebody asked me the question. If it was Ohio State, how would I feel? I can see how that could be a problem. But I honestly believe Michigan will probably get off somewhat light. I don't think they could connect him to the guy who was sign-stealing. I also wanted to ask you, with the way that Antonio Pierce has been handling the Raiders' jobs thus far, what do you think would be, I guess, what do you think he would have to do in the last eight games? Now, you got a couple of games with the Chiefs, you got the Dolphins, you got the Chargers. What would he have to go in order to keep his gig there? Because he seems like he has the locker room.
Well, they're not even favored at home against the Jets this weekend. He's only been there one week. And this is an owner who let go Rich Bisaccia, and he got him to the playoffs. I think they went 7-5 when he took over for John Gruden. Here's the other thing. Maybe you hire Antonio Pierce because you're spending all this money now with Josh McDaniels and also with John Gruden. You're spending, I think they're owed like $70 or $80 million. You don't want to bring in a big ticket item. And he is, as far as money, he's the least richest owner in the NFL. And I don't think he's going to bring in somebody else and go, here, Jim Harbaugh, I'm going to give you $13 million a year. I don't see that happening. Let's see. Oh, by the way, here's Ryan Day, the Ohio State head coach. He was asked about the allegations with Michigan sign stealing.
I can tell you this right now that, you know, nobody here, did any of that. So, we went through and made sure we went and, asked all the questions and, got our compliance people involved. And none of that came back at all. So, I can answer, very strongly that did not happen.
Okay. There was speculation, but that's all it is. Did Ohio State turn in Michigan? Did a booster turn in? It's all speculation, all whisper. I mean, it's an interesting story, and it's hard to be objective, I think. It feels like people either like hammer Michigan and Harbaugh, they're cheaters, or it's everybody's doing this. This isn't a big deal. That's where it feels like people are on this. But I keep pleading due process. Just let Michigan, if they have something to tell and they can tell it in a way that exonerates them, great. All ears. If they don't, then now we get into the real discussion of how deep this goes, how long they've been doing this, and does Jim Harbaugh lose his job? Do they forfeit wins? Like that's the extent of, it's extreme. It could be nothing, or it could be everything, and it could happen as early as today. We'll take a break back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. By the way, Fritzy has Veterans Day sports names, which are always exciting and timely because of today. Todd, what better way to honor our troops than Veterans Day sports names?
Veterans Day sports names. You ready?
No, but you keep reminding me that you're ready.
Grenade Archibald. David the Admiral Robinson. Sergeant Slaughter.
You know, these are all the same.
Scott Service.
Yeah, that.
Oh, jeez.
Barrack Bonds. Marine Abdul-Jabbar.
I think I'm gonna pull the cord.
Artillery Monk.
I'm gonna call this one over. And I'm gonna stop the fight. Yeah, go to your neutral corner. Is your Sports Center tease any better?
I think it's a little better.
Okay,
but with the big buildup, I don't know. It's gonna be tough.
Okay, here we go.
Felt like the segment had a decent start.
It did. You know, that's EME. By the way,
every single one of these is EU.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware of that, but it is your show, and every single one of these is E-Dan.
It is. Also, EME, I said first game in which neither team scored an offensive touchdown. The Bears did have an offensive touchdown last night.
However, it felt like you were right because that game was so bad.
Yes. Yeah, nobody called me on it, and then all of a sudden, no, they scored.
I think I said yesterday, I'm like, it's going to be a bad game, but it could be fun in the fourth quarter because it's close. I was wrong. It was close in the fourth quarter, but it was not fun.
Yes, Todd, here we go. Let's get it out of the way. Sports Center tease, Marv. Right.
We couldn't bear to watch, but NFL Week 10 did in fact kick off last night. We're raving about a Cleveland-Baltimore matchup. Why, this one has us all pointing north. With a cloud of cheating allegations hovering over Ann Arbor, can Michigan find some merriment in Happy Valley? And will rebellious Ole Miss stay in their lane or find their way between the hedges at Georgia? Caitlin Clark put up 44 in a win against Va Tech. Greek Freak goes for 54 in a loss to the Pacers? The Lightning struck twice by Bedard, we'll explain. So go ahead, steal our signs, but not our sunshine. Sports Center next.
Greek Freak had 54. He has 7 50-point games in the last six seasons. Trey Young scored 40 as the Hawks beat the Magic. He has 30 career 40-point games, third most in franchise history behind Dominique and Bob Pettit. Couple of phone calls. Let's see. Carrie in Colorado. Hi, Carrie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Joined the DDC club last week. My dad passed early Monday and had his services this week. But I just wanted to call and say thank you because you've always been a huge part of he and mine's relationship. I remember growing up in San Diego, I'd get done with homework. We'd get done watching or having dinner, and Dad and I would always watch the late night Sports Center because he really loved you. And then as I grew up and kind of moved out, we always had the Dan Patrick Show to talk about the early days with Dibble, the early days in the attic, watching on the AT&T network on YouTube, on Peacock. It was always something that we would come back to, an interview that you did, something funny that happened on the show. There was always something to talk about, and we talked about every week. And then it hit me this morning. My boys and I always listen to the show every morning when I'm driving to school, so much so that my oldest has decided he wants to become a sportscaster, and Dan Patrick School of Broadcasting is on his list of colleges he wants to check out next year as a junior. So
good.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for being that connection for me and my dad, and being that connection for me and my boys. The show has meant a lot to us, so I just wanted to say, you know, a great thing. One of the funniest things he said to me as he had a brain tumor, and as it was taking his memory and some of his bodily functions, I remember one day he called me. I said, Dad, how was your night last night? This was just a few weeks ago as he was starting to go, and he said, well, I always thought I wanted to be drafted by a college. I just never thought it would be Crappensburg State. So
Kerry, stay on hold. Tyler will get your information. We'll send you some stuff out. Your dad is probably thankful that he didn't hear Fritzy's Veterans Day sports names, though.
There's always an upside.
Yeah. Dead Dad's Club. JP in Iowa. Hi, JP.
Hey, DP. Mad love. Shout out back row, front row, everybody putting in work. Marvin, I'd like to know, do you know the modern rap song that took your beat? And also, do your kicks always match your fit?
Thank you, JP. Marvin, you translating there?
JP, I need a little more clarification. I'm not sure.
Well, your shoes always look good. You start with the shoes and then you work your way up.
Yes, it's always at the base.
Yeah.
You build a house.
Yeah.
You don't build the roof first.
It's all about that base.
Yes. Always.
Always about that. Yeah. No trouble.
Sexy song.
Notorious B.I.G. used that song too. Uh-huh. I don't know if that counts as a modern song since it would be like
30 years old.
But that was a big one.
Yeah, but fun fact, that song has been sampled 137 times. So whoever owns the publishing to Between the Sheets, they're sitting somewhere in a 90-car garage, I hope.
It hasn't been sampled 137 times.
137 times.
No way.
Pie to the face.
Oh, you know what? Drake just used it, too.
138.
Okay.
Drake may have sampled it.
I got to give Drake a chance here one of these days.
I don't know if you're going to figure it out.
You don't think I'll like Drake?
So, you believe it or not, I've put more thought into you where you're like, I think I have to give Drake a shot. And I always think to myself, if I'm in my car or something, which song would I have Dan listen to be like, oh, I get it. I don't think it exists.
Okay.
I don't think it exists. It's more of the cumulative effect.
Okay. Like Travis Scott, I should give a chance to.
Yeah, yeah.
You like Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would I like Travis Scott?
I don't know.
Yeah. Final hour. More sexy songs. It's a meat Friday. Oh, whoa.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.